NERC committee approves waivers for IBR standards projects, written by Holden Mann and read by an automated voice. Members of NERC's standards committee approved a set of waivers that could see comment and ballot rounds for several high-priority standards projects reduced to as few as 5 days during their quarterly in-person meeting, held at Duke Energy headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, on September 17. The waivers apply to Project 2020-06, Project 2021-01, and Project 2022-02. All three projects relate to Milestone 3 of FERC Order 901, which directed NERC to develop requirements for modeling of inverter-based resources and submit them to the Commission by November 4. In light of this tight schedule, the committee already agreed at its April meeting to shorten the initial comment and ballot periods for the projects from the customary 45 calendar days to as few as 25, and to shorten their final ballot periods from 10 to 5 days. All three projects conducted their initial ballot periods earlier in 2025, but none reached the required threshold for approval. Committee Chair Todd Bennett, of Associated Electric Cooperative Incorporated, reminded members that the waiver request was meant to give the standard drafting team the flexibility to reduce the ballot time, acknowledging that the committee had begun to use waivers a bit more often in recent years to deal with the growing number of high-priority work items. While attendees generally were supportive of the option, several raised concerns that their implementation could cause problems. The concern for some people with a 5-day comment period is that you're almost guaranteed to include a weekend in there, which takes that 5 days down to 3, said Keith Jonasson of ISONE. The only thing I would want to see is the projects not be posted on a Thursday or Friday to encompass that weekend. NERC Director of Standards Development Jamie Calderon said the ERO was aware of this possibility and is actively looking for posting dates for the affected projects that would start early in the week. While nothing has been decided yet, she said the next comment period could begin September 22. Similarly, Maggie Powell of Amazon Web Services warned NERC that extra effort may be needed to make sure stakeholders are aware of the limited time to weigh in on the standards. When you shorten it, you do run the risk of it failing, because if people don't have the time to review it, they vote no, or it just gets missed, Powell said. So I guess my suggestion is to really drive all the communication as much as possible, so that people have a chance of being aware when it's coming. Calderon acknowledged Powell's recommendation and said NERC will remind potential voters to take part in the ballot round. Additional standards actions. Members acted on another high-priority item at the meeting, voting to authorize modifying the recently approved standards on internal network security monitoring, or INSM, at certain grid-connected cyber systems as directed by FERC. The Commission approved SIP 0151 on June 26. The standard requires utilities to implement INSM for all high-impact grid-connected cyber systems with or without external routable connectivity, or ERC, as well as medium-impact systems with ERC. FERC also directed NERC to make further changes, due in September 2026, that would extend the implementation of INSM to electronic access control or monitoring systems and physical access control systems outside the electronic borders around their internal networks. The committee's authorization follows its acceptance of a standard authorization request and approval of a drafting team for the project, and a 30-day informal comment period for the SAR. Also approved at the meeting was a 45-day formal comment and ballot period for proposed standard FAC 0025. The new standard would require transmission planners and planning coordinators to collect electromagnetic transient, or EMT, models from applicable entities and conduct EMT studies where necessary, ensure accurate models are provided and verified prior to commercial operation, and clarify requirements on applicable entities providing accurate models. One of the final standards items on the agenda saw the committee appoint 7 members, including the chair and vice chair, to the drafting team for Project 2025-201, which is intended to address potential compliance difficulties that NERC's cold weather standard could have for Canadian entities. Members also agreed to authorize posting for a 45-day comment and ballot period a new standard that would require industry to perform energy reliability assessments for the near and long terms. The standard is unnamed. NERC Manager of Standards Development Allison Oswald told attendees the drafting team felt its subject matter could warrant creating a new family of standards on which stakeholders will be asked their opinions during the comment period. Chair, Vice Chair, and Member Elections. Committee members approved ECS Bennett for another 2-year term as chair, with current Vice Chair Troy Broomfield, of American Transmission Company, also retaining his seat for another 2 years. Their next terms will run from January 1, 2026, through December 31, 2027. Members were reminded of the upcoming elections for committee membership that will run October 22 to 31. Members serve staggered 2-year terms beginning January 1 of each year. Those whose terms will expire December 31 are Segment 2 RTOs and ISOs Jamie Johnson, ISO. Segment 3, load serving entities Claudine Fritz, Exelon. Segment 4, transmission dependent utilities Marty Osler, Northern California Power Agency. Segment 5, electric generators Terry Pyle, Oklahoma Gas and Electric. Segment 6, electricity brokers, aggregators and marketers Richard Vendetti, NextEra Energy. Segment 7, large electricity end users AWS Powell. Segment 8, small electricity users Robert Blohm, Keen Resources. Segment 9, federal, state and provincial regulatory or other government entities Paul McDonald, New Brunswick Energy and Utilities Board. Segment 10, regional entities Dave Kruger, CERC Reliability. All of the currently serving members are eligible for re-election. In addition, stakeholders may nominate additional candidates from September 22 to October 13. Along with those whose terms are expiring, Segment 1 is vacant, and Segment 5 will hold a special election to replace Josh Hale of Southern Power, who has moved to another role within the utility. He resigned from the committee at the end of the meeting.